This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Israel-Gaza frontier was quiet Wednesday following Tuesday's barrage of dozens of mortar shells and rockets into southern Israel, wounding three soldiers and prompting retaliation in the form of tank fire and airstrikes. It was considered the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza war. Hamas spokesman Hamad el-Rageb said, "We will not allow attacks on residents in Gaza." He vowed resistance to what he called Zionist aggression and injustice. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military delivered what he called the strongest blow in years, aimed at more than 50 Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. A Palestinian official credited Egyptian mediation for an easing of tensions, although Israel stopped short of agreeing to it. Hamas and Islamic Jihad launched the rockets and mortar shells in response to the killing, they said, of more than 100 Palestinians by Israeli troops along the border frontier in weeks of protests. At the UN Security Council, emergency session was met. Mideast envoy Nikolai Mladenov warned the region was on the brink of war.
Under the current circumstances, failure to act immediately with a set of relatively modest, achievable interventions will only amplify the humanitarian crisis, but drastically increase the risk of confrontation.
Kuwait blocked a U.S. draft statement strongly condemning the rocket and mortar fire from Gaza. The Democratic Republic of Congo special envoy to the U.S., Raymond Tshibanda, said he's encouraged by the close cooperation between his country and the World Health Organization containing the latest Ebola outbreak.
We feel very good about the cooperation we are receiving from the World Health Organization and from other partners. And we believe that we're going to manage this crisis.
He said one or two more weeks will be needed to be sure the situation is under control. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and senior North